Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, booster shots have topped the news for the last several weeks. And obviously, when we heard everything was a go, we wondered when and where we could get booster shots here in Stark County. And that's why we have on our WHBC Newsline this morning from the Stark County Health Department, Chris Cagini. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, Pam. Thanks for having us on today.
Yeah, we just are excited to be able to provide the information because I know a lot of people are wondering. So, yeah. Let's get started. When can we get the booster shot?
Absolutely. So with the Stark County Health Department, we're actually beginning this Friday, October 1st at 9 a.m. So bright and early that morning. Scheduling is actually open right now at armorvax.com. Or you can go through the ArmorVax mobile app. That's really the best way to do it. You can actually pick your time and, pick the actual location and you pick the time on either the website or the mobile app. If you can't figure that out, you don't have access to a computer, internet, you don't have someone to help you, you can actually call in at 330-451-1681. We ask for people's patience at this time because I'm sure we're going to have a high call volume this morning. If you don't want to get your shot with us or can't find a time, you can go to gettheshot.coronavirus.ohio.gov. That's a long one. So it's gettheshot.coronavirus.ohio.gov. And that shows you all the local providers in our area. So there's about 3,500 providers in Stark County that offer the vaccine.
Oh, great. That's awesome. So, and for the booster shot, you have to have an appointment, right? You can't just walk in and ask to get it.
Absolutely. So at least for our department, that's what we are doing. We ask you to have an appointment before you come. So in one of these ways, either by online using that ArmorVax mobile app or calling, we do ask that you have an appointment instead of walking in. And the biggest difference, while we'll still be doing our first and second doses at the Stark County Health Department, we are going to be doing all booster dose clinics back at the Whippledale Center. So it seems like an odd deja vu that we're heading back there. But they have been a great partner, the Stark County Board of Developmental Disabilities, which is at 2950 Whipple Avenue in Canton, of course. So we will be heading back there. So if you came to the Whippledale Center for your first or second dose early on, you will be heading back to that same location in door C3 to get your booster dose. So we are keeping those clinics separate.
All right, and let's talk a little bit about the eligibility, because I know that can be confusing to some folks.
It is a little confusing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So for the first one, it's people 65 years and older, and those that are residents in long-term care settings. They, of course, should receive a booster dose. And again, that booster dose is of Pfizer only 6 months after the second dose. Then we have people ages 50 to 64 with certain underlying medical conditions that should receive a booster dose. Again, Pfizer, 6 months after your second dose. Those underlying medical conditions can be things like cancer, chronic lung or kidney diseases, dementia, diabetes. Then we have people ages 18 to 49 who are at high risk for severe COVID-19 exposure and transmission with underlying medical conditions. They may receive a booster shot of Pfizer, again, 6 months after your second dose. And then people ages 18 to 64 who are at increased risk for COVID-19 exposure and transmission because of their occupational or institutional setting may also receive that booster dose. So that could be like grocery workers, teachers, other frontline workers, people in factories. So that kind of almost opened it up to everyone, in a sense, that 18 to 64 with the occupational or institutional setting kind of opened it up to a little more wider audience.
Yeah, and when you come there, I mean, you just say, I'm a teacher, there's no proof of that, right? I mean, you just say what you are, right?
That's correct. You'll probably be asked in the questions that we would ask you upon check-in. Some people who, do ArmorVax, those questions are asked before that. But that's correct. We would ask you for your driver's license. We'll ask you for a health insurance card if you have health insurance. But again, that's not a deterrent. You'll still get your booster dose. We just need to make sure that you're, of course, at least 18 years of age and older. We also ask you to bring your little white vaccine card. To make sure that, this is your third dose. You did receive it, your second dose 6 months prior to that. because of course we wouldn't want to do that earlier than that time. And if you don't have your white card, you can always call the place where you got it first. So if that's the health department, a local pharmacy, call that place first to see if you can get a replacement card. But there is also a way that you can go through the Ohio Department of Health, through odh.gov, and you can go on there and request vaccine records. So it won't be a replacement card, but they will send you vaccination records, and it'll show that you received your COVID-19 vaccine.
All right. And if anybody has any questions about any of this, because I know there's a lot of information here. I know we'll put this on our website. I think we already have, actually. And but is there, can they contact you or go to a website or anything like that? What's the best way?
Yeah, so all this information that I just said, and I know it's very confusing as this whole pandemic process has been for people, but it is all at our website at www.starkhealth.org. And again, I must just stress that, of course, it's only if you had the Pfizer vaccine. Mixing with Moderna or Johnson & Johnson is not, they did not talk about that at this time, the FDA or the CDC, that's not been approved. There is ongoing research for Moderna and Johnson to potentially receive a booster dose of their own in the future, but that is ongoing. So if you received one of those vaccines, you should not be getting a booster at this time, only if you received Pfizer 6 months after your second shot.
And Pfizer was what you were giving in the first place, correct?
Yes, except for the very first few weeks. Literally, the very first few weeks, we gave some Moderna to our frontline workers, but nearly every other vaccine that we gave was to that. So, and when you go on ArmorVax, the clinic is actually titled Stark Board of Developmental Disabilities, Pfizer Booster Dose Only. So again, I know it's a lot of information, but please go to starkhealth.org. You know, you can reach out to us on social media. We're pretty quick at answering back. Or again, go to that 330-451-1681 number, and we'll do our best to help you.
All right. Lots of good stuff, Chris. I appreciate you coming on and sharing it with everyone.
All right. Thanks so much, Pam. We appreciate all your help, too, getting the word out.
1480 WHBC has always been there for you.
Thank you for being a voice of calm and correct information in a world of chaos and misinformation.
News Talk 1480 WHBC.